Mr. Ehrlichman, sir.
Yeah.
Morning.
Hi, John. I was talking to him yesterday on another matter, and you might imagine he's pretty upset about some letter that I apparently wrote to Cook.
We're just talking about that.
I don't know what the letter is, but
apparently it's an anti-abortion letter.
And did I send it, or was
I'm going to check it this morning. I don't know any of the circumstances, but I'll find out.
Of course, it's done. It's done, I suppose.
Yeah.
Should have been cleared by, probably in this case, by you. But
well, I'm trying to find out how it got out of here. Flanagan says he recommended against it, and that's as much as I know. So give me about a half hour to track it down.
Well, the main thing is you ought to get Rockefeller calling.
I sure will.
Try to find, hold his hand a little, and because, I mean, after all, he's got a bill up there.
That's right.
On this 8-week or whatever it is, law, or 18 weeks. It looks as if we deliberately intervened.
Right.
Also, it is our position, but on the other hand,
it should have been.
It should have
cleared with him at the very least.
When it's a political matter like that.
Right. I'll track it down. I don't understand how it got out of here,
somebody
but
must have just pushed it through. And
apparently.
Would you check it?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
And let me know.
Yes, sir.
And in any event, would you call Rockefeller?
I sure will.
How could you handle it with him?
Well, I don't know. Let me find out what the facts were. I think the best thing to do is just explain to him how it happened, and apologize to him for the goof. See how if he has any suggestions on how we might set it right.
Yeah, you see, however we feel on the abortion issue, and we do feel this way, that's a national problem. We don't want to screw up Rockefeller and Clark.
Right.
I mean, and get in the middle of a fight between the Catholic clergy and the Conservative Party up there and Rockefeller. That's what this is all about.
Right.
Now. And that's a fight for... So I'd get a hold of him fairly soon.
I sure will.
And I'd say that I had called and expressed concern about it, and that this was simply, that I was simply a form that we have used on this that... I'd put it that way.
All right.
And that we have always carefully said that we didn't indicate any... that each state, of course, it's a state matter. That's what we always do.
Right.
Don't we? Right. It's the form that we use for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the letter? What did it say? I don't know.
Said, you've been a courage...
New York?
It was to the Cardinal and said something, if the Times is right, I read it in the paper yesterday, it said something in effect, you've been a courageous battler for the sanctity of human life, and abortion laws are bad things, and so on and so forth, and you're leading the good fight, and so on. It was very pointed at the New York situation.
Yeah, I got right into it then, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, we just raised it at the staff meeting to see if anybody knew how it had gotten out. Flanagan expressed great surprise and said he'd recommend it against it. And I made a note to myself to track it down without forcing the issue in the staff meeting, because I didn't want to rub anybody's nose in it, you know.
That damn thing is goes. That's all there is to it. But it just, probably came out of the political group.
Well, it could have been.
Buchanan and Colson.
A lot of pressure for things of this kind. It also raises the question right now as to whether we ought to press right at this moment on the aide de parochial school thing, and that's something I want to talk to you about when you've got a little time.
Okay.